And so, yeah, Victoria could not make it this week because her sister's birthday is today. I hope she doesn't mind me telling the internet that. But, yeah, so not here today. But she will, to the best of my knowledge, be here next week and awesome as ever. Filling in for her, though they are big shoes to fill, and Bonnie's feet are kind of small.
I thought you said they were like boats.
They are like boats.
Very small boats?
Your metaphorical feet. In the sense of shoe filling. Is my sister, Bonnie.
Obviously.
Whom you all know, I imagine, by this point in time. Whether unless I'm ranting like, about it or...
Unless you're just like a random person.
Or whatever. If you're a random person, hey, thank you for tuning in. That is pretty cool of you to do. And so, I'm going to have to make a playlist. Because I am sometimes a total failure at life. But I will get a playlist up and running while you're listening to music. It's going to be, like, really cool. And then I'll talk to you for a bit later. So, yeah. Here is our first song of the evening. My favorite song. I imagine most of you, by this point, will be able to guess.
Work. Feel. I need to find someone real. I've had enough broken dreams. Not everything. You're gonna need a body. And these are the words that disturb the earth when I walk away with your hope.
My front window.
Yo, yo, what's cracking?
Lady Gaga.
Hey, this is Pink Escada.
Kelly Clarkson.
Jason Derulo.
Britney Spears.
Owl City.
Taylor Swift.
Your eyes.
Radio.
That would probably be good if I talked to you for a bit, because I think that radio listeners are probably a bit like plants. They grow better if you talk to them. So, so yesterday I started school again.
As did I.
As did Bonnie. And so far, it has been this ridiculous combination of really kind of relaxed classes and just kind of really laid back kind of environment and a whole lot of stress. Just so much stress. and I don't understand it. I honestly do not. It's probably because I'm now being reminded that I have to be responsible. And I just... that's a lot of responsibility for me. Haha. Yeah. And it also doesn't help that every class I've had with Mr. Herndon, he's reminded me that in 1 year, I will be out on my own. So, that's always fun. I love being reminded that,
oh my god,
I have to do things.
Look at that poor fish!
Yep.
We need to just take him home.
There's a little fish here, and the bowl never gets cleaned. And so the fish is in really bad shape. And it's really sad, because it's just a little fishy. And it has done zero harm to all humans.
Sad, sad life of that poor little fish.
I know. It's nonsense. Oh, and also, so there are black lights in the studio now, which is pretty sweet, all things considered. Except that there's no longer really any source of actual light that's not black lights. There's a normal one, but it kind of fails at life.
It's very weak.
And so I need to do homework and so forth.
If it were a child, the Spartans would have thrown it off a cliff.
Hell yeah, they would have. That is defective. And so, yeah, that's nonsense. Because I can't see a thing, and I really do actually need to do some stuff. In case you're wondering.
I like being able to see.
Yeah, I've grown quite accustomed to it.
Like my arms.
Yeah, arms too. Pretty accustomed to them. Yeah. Let's see. What else happened, Bonnie? In the past week. We went to the drive-in. Saw Despicable Me.
Yes, we did.
Which is adorable.
They look like Tic Tacs.
And funny. So funny. And we figured out the perfect drive-in setup. We took the seats out of our van and put them behind the van.
With the trunk open
with the trunk
and the lights
open,
off.
And all the music, all the sound stuff in the back. It was really comfortable.
With a boatload of blankets.
But now we have to wait until, like,
April.
April. Until we can go to the drive-in again and test out our awesomeness. But that was pretty cool, except they ran out of so much stuff because they were so busy. And there were so many people.
It was supposed to be the last day, but then they extended it to Labor Day.
People. So much. As some of you...
Oh, look, a light.
No, I found a lamp. Incidentally.
Just
it's very
now.
Small. But... yeah. What else? I have decided that Eye of the Tiger is possibly the most inspirational song ever. In the history of ever. Because, so that's one of the songs that they play at the gym where we work out. On their little workout CD.
Be shush, Bonnie.
Bonnie, not in the microphone.
I'm sorry.
In the throat.
I'm sorry. You needed music for your rant.
Fair enough. It was not a rant.
It's a rave.
Talking.
The rave.
Review
of that song.
Yeah, so... but it really is very inspiring because our rivals are challenging us. And we must rise up to them. Our rivals. And the challenge of our rivals. And something about we're being an eye of a tiger. I don't understand the eye of the tiger part. But
tiger's eyes are pretty strong.
It is really inspirational.
You're supposed to look at them like a tiger looks at prey.
And inspires
me. And then eat them.
To do more than I thought was possible. And then go to school and be really, really so tired.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, a good kind of tired.
A tired where you're awake. awake, but you're still tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you're really tired, but you're really very alert. And it's very nice. And so forth. Mm. So that's really cool. Except it kind of sucks because homework, I'm getting to bed at like 10:30.
Woo-hoo.
And then waking up at 4:30 to go work out.
Mm.
It is possible that I am insane. But probably not. Maybe. Yeah, so that's really all I can think about to talk about. What do you want to talk about, Bonnie?
I can talk about my day.
Talk about your day, but not boringly.
Well, I like all my classes, and yeah, this is kind of boring, isn't it?
What classes do you have?
I have, Algebra 2, Latin, oh gosh, I can't think of it, Biology, and then I have Western Civ, and then I have Composition. And then I have lunch, which really isn't a class, so I don't think I'll count that. So I don't have lunch. And then I have forensic science, which I'm most excited about. And then
what have you done in forensic science thus far?
We've talked about bridges and the scientific method.
Bridges?
Bridges.
Elaborate.
Like, some people, there was a bridge that collapsed. And there was rumor that before it collapsed, they saw Mothman. And so Mothman caused the bridge to collapse.
Oh, I understand. Talking about that correlation does not imply causation.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite phrase. When is your first lab and what is it on? It's on Monday, I know.
I have no idea.
Awesome, it'll be a surprise.
I don't know what we're going to do, actually.
Alright. I, personally, am not taking a science class. Not this semester. Next semester I'm taking, it's like, geology, meteorology, and oceanography.
That kind of sounds really interesting.
Yeah. I was going to take astronomy, but that was this semester. And I decided to be TA for an awesome class and an awesome teacher instead. So I figure it was pretty safe. And yeah, TAing's been pretty fun. I haven't done anything. It's just me being awesome and making fun of people.
Like you usually are.
Which is just what I do every day, so it's nice. And I'm taking 3 history classes this year, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it. We're learning about Russia in modern Russian history, which is generally what you learn, stuff like that, you know? It's really disconcerting to not have, like, due dates on a lot of things.
Ugh.
They're just like, have this done by then. Well, it's a deadline, but not a due date. And they don't check up on your progress, but
that's scary.
Yep. Well, let me think. What else do I have? Yeah, I think that's all that I really say. Oh, I'm taking Latin 5, which is just so awesome because it's just sitting around and translating and talking about Latin and Latin poetry, and it's just what I love doing. I love
it
so much.
Is that past AP Latin, or is it?
Yes.
Ah.
Well, not everyone who's in it took AP Latin, but there's no AP Latin course offered this year.
Oh.
Because the AP College Board decided to drop one of the classes. Because they had 2 tracks. So now they're going to have 1 track. And so you take AP junior year, then do whatever senior year. But yeah, I've been taking Latin for 8 years.
That's
nifty. It's pretty crazy. And if they offer it at the college I wind up going to, I'll probably take it for 12 years total.
Oh, okay.
College is 4 years, Bonnie.
I thought you meant...
Yeah. I was thinking about it, and then I didn't hear total.
Oh.
So no. I'm like, you're going to college for 12 years? You're going to be a doctor?
A doctor of Latin?
Yeah. So... I really hope that anyone listening actually cared about, like, all the school schedule stuff.
Oh, also, I am really psyched about this. I have no locker partner.
Oh, yeah, no, that's pretty sweet. I don't either. Also, I found out today from Mr. Hild, who's the principal, and also my literature teacher.
Really?
Yeah. Teaches third period senior lit. That seniors are exempt from the locker rules.
All of them?
Yeah. Well, not the don't put bombs in your locker rule.
Mm. Darn.
But, yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. He pointed out that it'd be good if we set an example, but, you know, no one's going to set an example. So. Hello. Mr. Smith phrased it in the most depressing way ever. He said, yeah, well, you don't get anything as seniors, so maybe going to your locker every period. So we'll let you go to your locker every period. Yeah. Oh, the locker rules.
Yeah. You might want to explain those.
Okay, so our school is really, like, the building's kind of small, but we have more kids than apparently fit in our tiny building, even though we're still a small school numbers-wise. And so... They've tried this a couple of times, but mostly they just stuck with doing it for the middle school. But they've instituted these rules where boys go to their lockers after odd periods and girls go to their lockers after even periods to try and alleviate the traffic in the hallway.
Doesn't help.
It's not going to ever help. That doesn't even make sense. Because the same number of people need to be in the hallways. And the same number of people are going to stop for no reason. Because most of what causes hallway traffic is people stopping for no reason because they have no brains in their skulls. Just bits of MP3 players. I don't know what's in their head. I don't even care. I can't even think of something clever to say.
Mr. Smith made a comment about how the iPad is great. Because
it is pretty great.
You walk through the hall, and if you have to do something, you can do it on the way, and then on those long times when you're just standing there waiting to move, you can just do stuff.
Yes. Oh, man. I'm actually kind of enthralled with the iPad. So cool looking.
It's beautiful.
Oh, there's this buzzing noise. Oh, my God. Why? Why is there this... Buzzing.
Should I investigate?
That's weird. It's this really high-pitched... Well, buzzing noise, as I'm sure you imagined. You might be able to hear it, but I hope you can't. Because it's just awful. And it's like something's...
How would this work?
Killing everything. Here. 1 second. Okay, yeah. So, I am going to actually let you go.
Sure. Oh, them.
I'm going back to music for a bit. Thank you for humoring me and listening to, you know, 15 minutes of me talk about school schedule that you don't care about. If you have a topic you want to hear us discuss, you can call in and we'll scramble to figure out how to answer the phone. and the number is 1-888-212-KLIK or 1-888-212-5545. And so you can call in, or you can talk to either one of us on Facebook, because we're always on there. The show also has an email, if you care, which is just 78% sure. And 78 is spelled out like our show title.
Don't get confused.
Yes, please do not.
It won't show up.
And 78% sure@gmail.com. So 78% sure, all one word, gmail.com. And the number for calling in is, again, because I know it's been like 30 seconds since I last said it. I just like ending on it. Is 1-888-212-KLIK. 1-888-212-5545. Now here's Banana Ram Venus by Bananarama. I just wanted to, you know, talk to you one last bit for the, you know, very end of our show. Nothing's really changed since I spoke to you last. Yeah. Indiana Jones is calling.
Oh, I didn't log out of Gmail.
And, yeah, my mother came and she fixed the lights, so it is now longer, no, it is now no longer a rape cave in here. Seriously, it was so dark. It was just horrid.
But you get raped in here. No one would know.
Yeah, like Hollister. It was worse than Hollister. Worse than Hollister. Let those words let those words sink in for a moment.
I don't know how that can be.
I've driven past Hollister. It's not, it doesn't look that great. What?
Oh
yeah.
Ooh, a message.
And so yeah.
Just up a dog.
We need to take it home, Mama. We do.
Hi.
I mean, no one would even know. Okay. No one would even care. So, yeah. He's just wanted to update you on the status of the brightness of the room.
Do you want to take it home?
Yes, we need to take it home. Homework.
It's not just. Now, a bad thing to die.
And it'll be... Bonnie's talking about fish justice. Incidentally. If
he shouldn't die! He hasn't killed any other fish!
No, I just like that
he might have he might have killed another pet.
I like that you said it's not just for him to die.
It's not!
Not like, it would suck if he died, or it's not right.
He hasn't done anything to anyone.
He brought in the concept of justice, which is like a step above fairness, which is what people usually invoke. Can we take the food too if we're gonna steal this fish?
Yes.
We kind of have to, don't we?
I mean, he's got to eat something.
Your fish because you can't take care of it.
About 1 inch of water. Two, if you get all the gravel. But you can't swim in the gravel.
He's just, it looks so
I
sad.
Would be able to
oh, he
swim
found
in
the food
gravel,
now. Thank goodness.
If I were a fish. Yeah. If I were a fish,
was
I could
all
swim
blue
in the gravel.
Or did he have the brown like that? Or is that because he's not getting fed? Yeah, I would feel sick too. He's not getting fed, and his water is slowly draining, and he's swimming in his own poo for, I don't know, months.
It's probably the last time he got fed with my life again, like 2 months ago.
Oh. And we still have that fish tank under our. He'll like that one.
Yep.
We still have a fish tank under our sink.
We're taking the fish.
We're taking you with us, Anastasia.
This counts as a confession. Incidentally, the fish's name is Anastasia now, not whatever it was.
Don't freak out, little fish.
Okay.
Don't freak out.
So, yeah, I'm going to let you go back to some...
Should we change his water before we go?
Some music.
I don't have the chlorine stuff. We can't do that.
Right. And whatever. So, Toodles, here is Buddy Holly. I love this song. I wanted to play it for my Buddy Holly presentation
like 2 years
ago.
Buddy Holly.
But I did not, because it was difficult to find an MP3. Bonnie, they're going to be listening to the actual song in a moment. But I like this song.
Okay, so, bye.
Bye!